AP News for Friday, October 15th. I'm Tim McGuire. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump has scheduled a vote Tuesday on preferring criminal contempt charges against former Trump advisor Steve Bannon after he refused to comply with a committee subpoena. President Biden was asked about Bannon by reporters at the White House.
I hope that the committee goes after them and holds them accountable.
Should they be prosecuted by the Justice Department?
I do, yes.
If the committee and then the full House agree, the charges will be sent to the Justice Department, which has the final say in any prosecution. Bannon's lawyer says he's hewing to Trump's claim of executive privilege, despite the fact that he wasn't working for Trump or his administration at the time of the attack. Federal health advisors endorse a Johnson & Johnson booster for its one-dose coronavirus vaccine. Here's Sagar Meghani.
The government says all three U.S.-approved vaccines offer strong protection, but the J&J version consistently shows lower effectiveness than the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, which use a different technology. FDA advisors like Dr. Paul Offit say Americans who've been given the J&J shot need a boost.
I think this, frankly, was always a two-dose vaccine.
The panel unanimously voted to back the J&J booster, which the company's Dr. Penny Heaton says can be given as early as 2 months after the initial dose.
Boosting at 6 months will induce an even stronger immune response.
The same panel yesterday endorsed Moderna's booster, and government regulators will decide in coming days whether to sign off.
Arizona Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury, quarterbacks coach Cam Turner, and defensive tackle Zach Allen will miss the team's game Sunday at Cleveland after they tested positive for COVID-19. The news adds to problems for the NFL's only unbeaten team, which put linebacker Chandler Jones on the reserve COVID-19 list Tuesday. This is AP News. NASA is set to launch a series of spacecraft to asteroids inside the solar system. Ed Donahue has more.
A robotic spacecraft named Lucy is up first.
Lucy will set the record for the furthest solar-powered mission, traveling 5 times further from the sun than the Earth.
Systems engineer Jessica Lounsbury says it will go on a 12-year cruise to swarms of asteroids out near Jupiter. Kathy Okun with the Southwestern Research Institute says there are a lot of missions for Lucy.
One of them is to map the craters across our surfaces, the surface of the Trojan asteroids. We're going to look for craters smaller than a football field, about 70 yards across.
Barely a month later, an impactor spacecraft named DART will give chase to a double asteroid closer to home. The mission will end with DART ramming the main asteroid's moonlet to change its orbit. A test that could one day save Earth from an incoming rock. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.